I do enjoy Christmas. Growing up, the family photo that would usually go into the Christmas cards, remember those, would usually be taken in front of the Christmas tree, decorated with multicoloured lights, sparkling tinsel, tinkling bells, baubles and animals of all shapes and sizes, and the tree would have a little angel on the top. In a way, I grew up in front of that Christmas tree, always with the same little angel sitting on top of it. Angels, messengers of God, feature a fair bit in the story about the birth of Jesus. An angel came to Mary to tell her that she would be the one to bring God to earth as a human being, that God would become flesh and blood like us. It was an angel that told Joseph that he should stay with Mary after he found out that she was pregnant before they were married. It was an angel that told the shepherds in the fields of Bethlehem that a very special child had been born in that place. And then there was a whole chorus of angels to share the message to proclaim God's peace on earth. The angels shared the message, the shepherds go and see for themselves. The message is that the child born of Mary and raised by Mary and Joseph was sent from God as a saviour. The message of Christ is that in the face of fear and uncertainty, there will still be hope and joy. The message of Christmas is that God loves and cares and chooses to be with us. That is a message of hope and joy that underlines Christmas celebrations in churches around the world. But messages of hope and joy can get a bit lost in the noise of the world. We have very full lives, particularly at this time of year. We also have full shopping centres, full online shopping carts, the constant dings as people post about their Christmas baking and decorating and all the work functions that they're going to for the end of the year. We feel December so very full that Christmas itself can almost be drowned out and we just collapse in an exhausted heap when it's done. Please don't think I'm saying don't enjoy yourselves. It's important to have reasons to celebrate, to spend time in the company of those people that we like and those that we care about who are part of our lives. As you celebrate, I ask that you also remember. Remember that there are people in our community who regularly miss meals so that they can afford to keep the power on. Remember that there are people who are not safe in their own homes, and for whom the holiday season is a time of heightened fear and anxiety. Remember that there are people in positions of authority and power who act without compassion, whose actions and choices lead to exploitation, denial of justice, entrenched disadvantage, and systematic inequality. Our society has victims and survivors, exploited and marginalised. While we might be afraid of being overwhelmed by all the pain and suffering in the world, ignoring it will never change anything. Remember that it could be any one of us or someone that we love that could end up in similar circumstances. No one is less human because they are struggling. You don't have to personally go and find every single person who is suffering, but I do ask that you give them the respect of acknowledging that they exist. And remember that they are human beings too. Remember them. God came into the world as Jesus precisely to bring hope to those suffering and on the margins, to acknowledge their humanity and include them. I'm thrilled that the spirit of Christmas brings a particular focus on charity. Our own Toorak Food for Friends campaign was wonderfully supported, and we were able to provide over 860 boxes of food and supplies for people who struggle week to week and are especially vulnerable at Christmas. This was possible due to the generosity of hundreds of people, of all faiths and none, who gave of their resources and time. That gives me hope and joy. My ongoing hope is that the spirit of charity and concern for others will continue and spread beyond Christmas, not just through formal structures of charity campaigns, but in an overall attitude and culture that we create together. God's coming into the world was not for a day, it was for a lifetime that would have an effect for eternity. The angels were God's messengers, and then Jesus became God's most important message. His very existence as a human baby was a message in itself, proclaiming God's desire to live and be with us. In his life, Jesus was proclaiming God's love and all-inclusive welcome, all of which is usefully distilled into the teaching, love God and love your neighbour as yourself. The hope-filled message of Christmas should be a pattern for our lives in community. Joy and love are messages that should be shared again and again. God still needs messengers to share joy, peace, and hope in the world, and that can be all of us. We can all be part of sharing an ongoing message of hope and joy in the songs we sing, the stories we tell, the conversations we have. These are all part of sharing the message. When the loudest voices on TV, Twitter, and our news feeds are trading in fear, hatred, and exclusion, our personal interactions and relationships become all the more important as a way of sharing kindness, welcome, genuine care, and love. I am a realistic person. I acknowledge there are things and people in the world to be scared of. There are real threats and dangers. But if we let those fears shape our entire existence, we will always be fearful, we will always be anxious, and we will lose sight of all that is good, hopeful, and life-giving in the world. If we let ourselves be paralysed by fear, we won't do what we can to make a positive impact. Worse still, if we hide away behind indifference, we won't ever even hear the cries of those that we can help. If we are afraid to share good news, then all we'll ever hear is the bad. So I choose to read and hear stories of the good that people do, past and present. I choose to show kindness in what I do and even smile at strangers. Sometimes they look at you oddly, but they smile back. I choose to always show people respect when I meet them. I choose to listen to the stories of those who suffer and struggle and commit myself to doing what I can to be part of making changes for the better. I hope that I can be one of the many messengers of hope in the world, not just at Christmas. It is in the everyday and ordinary that we can be amazing messengers of hope and love. Jesus, even while being the Son of God, was born into the familiar, a young couple starting a family, seeking to protect their child in a world that is not always safe. In our regular lives, we can be respectful to people whose lives are different from ours. We can listen to the diversity of voices that make up our community and find the ways into hopeful and meaningful relationship as a community, where all people have the opportunity to live well and flourish as human beings. Please enjoy your Christmas celebrations, have a safe entry into the new year, and I pray that the blessing and joy of Christmas will inspire and sustain you and those you love. The Lord be with you.